Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hi, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with our question.
I love when you open the show because, hi, friends. Like, it's so kind. I'm like, we're back. Here,
yeah.
Here we are. But yes.
Well, you know, it's my kind voice that I have.
It is your kind voice.
It is. Now, Brian, are you ready for the question?
Sure.
What is your favorite color? Here's the caveat.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Right this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be so weird. So just stick with me.
Okay.
But it's brown. Right now.
Okay.
So funny enough, one of our interns walked in the office today wearing a Cleveland Brown shirt, and it's all that color brown has just been stuck in my head. Really like it. It's like the color of coffee and wood, and it's just that's the color I like right
now. That's the color that you like right now.
Which is so weird.
No, but remember, I put on the caveat
right now. Yeah. What about you right this moment? What is your
– My favorite color right now is blue. Like a steel blue, because it's, I don't know if it's the weather outside, if it's
cloudy and rainy today.
Right. Yeah. Is it what I'm wearing today? Is that why it is? But right now, my favorite color is steel blue.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Now, this question could reveal a lot of things about ourselves. Like when I asked you the question just now, you put some stuff on it and you said, it's because I saw this or because I saw that. So that gave me some really good insights to your morning this morning.
No, absolutely.
You not only did you see the intern, you probably had coffee, right?
Yes.
And that was probably really good.
And a soda. I'll try to get caffeinated for this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So asking this question of our kids will dive into something that they're thinking about.
Yeah.
We could even go further and ask more questions, because what we're doing in this time together is that we're catching time with them, asking these questions to go a little bit deeper. And by saying the right now puts a little spin on it. We could then back up and we could say, well, what is your favorite color overall?
Yeah.
And then you can think a little bit more. But what does this reveal? What do you think it reveals for maybe a high schooler or a middle schooler when we ask what their favorite color is?
And two, I think this is a good our time question, but not a my time question. Like if a student, if my student comes to me and wants to talk, I'm not going to open up with, hey, what's your favorite color right now? Like, nope, just let them talk.
Nope.
I will say, I think this can reveal to kind of just where their mental state is at, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that certain colors are related to certain emotions and even the intensity of those colors. And so I think what would be a cool question to kind of draw out with a high schooler is, hey, what's your favorite color? What shade of color are you right now?
Whoa.
Right? If you could put it on a spectrum, are we really colored one direction, or are we kind of without color, without luster right now?
Yeah.
Which could all be, you know, just depending on what's going on in their day or their life that day. What shade of color are you? And what intensity are you burning at, right? Like, we in our households, there are emotional moments that happen, right, in everyone's house. And there are times where we are burning with or seething or angry with passion, and our colors are very bright.
Yes.
And then I think there's times where we're very lethargic or lamenting, where those are kind of dimmer or softer. I don't know if you have smart light bulbs in your house, but like we can control ours. And so I
think goodness.
Another way you could do that is,
hey,
because I know for my kids, it would be hard to describe, right, at a certain age. But hey, if you could pick a color and its hue, right, and brightness, where would you be today? And
where
let them pick
be?
It on the phone, becomes interactive.
Yes.
But also gives you a real good picture of how they're viewing, what lens they're putting the world in that day.
I love that, Brian, because now that we do have the smart light bulbs that we can do that with, I think on social media we could, or even on our phone, we can say sepia tone.
Yeah, or what filter would you put on today?
Yeah, what filter would you put on today? If I were to say this with a preschooler or an elementary kid, I would go to their box of crayons and I'd say, like, choose an 8-pack or 24-pack, right? And say, like, all right, which one do you want to color with today that best describes how you're feeling?
Yeah.
You know, do you go for the yellow banana or is it something else, you know, other color? But then it just helps. Sometimes for our little ones, it's better to do the 8-pack. You know, just choose from the 8.
Fewer choices.
Yes, absolutely. Fewer choices that you can go through because
that
just makes it so much easier. How do we bring this back to Jesus?
Back to Jesus. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking through kind of what we've been learning in church about Exodus and all this. And we're walking through the plagues, or we just finished the plagues.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, each plague kind of has a color. I'm a very visual thinker, right? And so I think there's even that tie back to scripture of like, hey, when you read or you hear stories about Jesus, what colors are you thinking of? Does it paint a picture? And again, I know not everybody's brain thinks this way. Like, it blows my mind that some people think in words because I think in pictures, right?
Yes.
And so it's insightful into how your kid's brain and structure builds thoughts. Can they associate color? Can they not? Right? That tells you a lot about how they're thinking.
Yeah.
I think with a middle schooler who is thinking particularly concrete, you've got to name the color and then go, where else have you felt that color in your spiritual life or prayer life? Or like, have you felt that kind of intensity in a moment at camp? Have you felt that kind of intensity at church? I don't know. I'm fighting with it a little bit. I think there's something in there, but
I think I think there is. And I think the important thing is that no matter what color they say, it listen to the answer.
Yes.
Don't automatically assume yellow means good or blue means bad or sad. Like, listen to what they're saying about the answer, because that's the most important part of it. Because how we see, just like you said, that you don't see in colors, you see in pictures necessarily. Yeah. You know, everything means something different. So it's important that we listen to what their answer is and then ask them, this is what I heard from this. Is it true? Is that what you meant? Can I hold this up for you or some language like that?
Yeah. So. Oh, I like that. Can I hold this up to you? That reflective, am I hearing this right?
Mm-hmm.
You're this kind of blue, you're this kind of red because of
this.
And then allow them to go, yeah, or no. You're missing the point.
You're totally wrong, Mom.
Well, go talk about colors. Go ask, catch some time with your students, your children, and let's talk about some colors. And we'll be right back. And we're back talking about colors. Miss Rachel, have you had your colors done?
I have. I'm a summer.
A summer. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what mine are. Never had that done. What has knowing your colors done for you?
It has made me feel more vibrant, where I would always stay in neutral tones like white and khaki. And now I am into colors that it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I had them done about 2 years ago. I thought I was an autumn, my entire life. And so I would wear these muted colors, and that was not me. But now, knowing my colors, I feel more vibrant. And I think it is kind of funny how, you know, we think of colors in certain ways and we're like, oh, this is my color and I feel good about it. But there's just something about God created me. And he created me with this beautiful skin, this beautiful everything that he did, the eyes. He chose all these things about me. And to have color complement it is just so awesome. I can't even describe it.
Ms. Rachel, as you said, that took me to this last point I want to make on our first question of how do we bring it back to God. Is God's color palette's way bigger than ours, right?
Amen.
Hey, no matter what the color you're feeling today or whatever lens you're seeing it through, is like, one, God gave you the expression of that, but then two, you don't have to stay there.
No.
You don't have to stay in that intensity, but that God's drawing you along. He's building a beautiful relationship. He loves your color. He loves who you are and painted you specifically. And so, like,
God's masterpiece.
God's masterpiece. Go watch a sunset today. I don't know.
Do something.
Catch some time.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And we'll see you next time.
Yep.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.